You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
After four veterans murdered their wives in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in separate incidents in 2002, military leaders were forced to consider just how much of a mental toll service in Afghanistan was taking on returning soldiers. Nowadays, few question whether veterans of the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq are likely to suffer from PTSD. Badland, a movie that opens at AMC Empire this coming Friday, is about a troubled returned veteran in small-town America. It stars Jamie Draven and Joe Morton, and I'm very pleased to welcome them, along with Badland's writer and director, Francisco Lucenti, to the show today. Hello.
Thank you. How are you?
Hello.
And let's begin with you, Francisco. You're a Canadian, aren't you?
Yes. I was born and raised in Canada, and I moved to Los Angeles about 13 years ago.
Oh, so at this point, you're very much enmeshed in American culture.
Yes.
So it's not as, you're not looking at this story from the outside, really.
No. We got our green card about 5 years ago. We're hoping to get our passport and hopefully get to vote soon.
Did a specific incident inspire you to write this?
A couple of things. Mainly when the second election came along and the administration was voted back in. Because I thought when they, at the beginning when the war started, there wasn't much of a choice for the American public to decide. But when they decided again to vote the administration back in, I thought, I'm just wondering what's really going on in the psyche. And because I began to think of what it would be like if I were a reservist being sent over and how I would personally react to it. That's how I approached the script and making the movie.
Well, after the Vietnam War, we saw a whole bunch of films about troubled returning veterans. And now we're seeing news stories about similar situations today. Do you think this is something that Americans are more aware of than they were in the past?
Probably more than before, but I think during Vietnam, and I'm probably too young to really comment on that, but from what I've seen in documentaries, I think it was a much broader, complex issue back then.
Jamie, you play the lead role as a returning veteran. What did you think when you read the script?
excuse me. It was just a very, very well-written script. It was very to the point. And obviously the story was one which needed to be told. So it was a no-brainer for me, and I really wanted to work on it with Francesco.
Well, you're British. Have similar incidents been occurring in the UK?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We talk about this all the time, from any war right back to the Civil War, this has been happening, and so even in my country, it's exactly the same. I was watching something the other week and about the Falklands War, and there was 300 suicides from returning soldiers from the Falklands, which is more than the number that actually died during the conflict.
Wow. So, and that is a war that wasn't all that intense. It was nothing as frightening as what's going on in Afghanistan or Iraq.
No, but I guess for us on the outside, but any young kid fighting over there, I'm sure it was just as intense as any other war, because they're in conflict, so, and they have the same issues to work through and deal with when they get home. And it's just another example of the lack of help and the lack of people's eyes being open to what these guys are going through. So, it's from any war. So.
Well, Jerry does a pretty awful thing here. I'm not going to go into details. But I'm assuming you thought of him as suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, because, it's not something that's actually ever said in the script. It's not something that's pinpointed, but he's got all the symptoms that, from what I know and the research I did, that these guys have, and I'm sure, Francesco, that was your thinking behind
You've
it.
You've all done research on this before you got into it?
Yeah.
You too, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
But can we excuse this behavior as being the result of PTSD?
Can we excuse it? I really don't know. That's not for me to say. I think it's just, you take it's up to the individual viewer to take from it what they will, you know. I mean, we're just trying to get across the suffering, and this is what is happening to these men. I mean, you know, the things that Jerry does in the film are, you know, they're unforgivable, but these, you know, the whole point of the film is there's a reason behind it, because he's had no help.
So he's a sympathetic character. That's it's an odd thing, where somebody who does something that horrifies us all, still we wind up connecting to him, wanting him to work things out.
Absolutely.
But I think we want to help. I mean, I think one of the points of the film is that there is no help, there is no support. That, as you said, it's now in the news, and we're reading more and more about all these people in Walter Reed Hospital, wherever they are, that are receiving no assistance whatsoever. So I think the big sort of outcry of this movie, and as Francesco has been saying all along, is if there is any sort of positive feedback from the audience, it should hopefully be that they'll reach out to try to do something to help these soldiers.
The latest story is that the military has just pulled back on a policy of asking for bonuses to be repaid by people who were injured in the war and who didn't serve the full military terms. Joe, you play another veteran in this. Not in the town that Jerry has been living in, but the town that he has fled to,
right.
And you're trying to reclaim your own life. I'm sure when you read this script, you could connect not only to what happened here, but what happened in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, and
you're old enough to remember that.
Sure, in Vietnam and in Korea before that, and as we've been talking all along, it's almost. You know, any war, you know, whether we talk about it or not, I'm sure soldiers came home and they were damaged. I've spent some amount of time in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at Fort Bragg, and it's interesting talking to those soldiers and hearing what they have to say. The guys have come back from war and what they deal with, and the numbers of suicides and or murders and or just the number of guys who break the law because they have no other way of sort of dealing with their depression.
Well, your character deals with it through alcohol as much as anything.
He's obviously in the throes of a complete nervous breakdown. I mean, literally cannot stand up on his own two feet at times. He's completely falling apart. And the irony, of course, is he reaches out to Jerry for help.
Is it necessary to do research to talk to people who've been through this in order to play these roles? I mean, there are actors. Michael Gambon once told me, I don't do any research. I read the script, I learn the part, and I find the character in the part, and that's it.
I would imagine every actor sort of approaches a part in a different way. My point of view is that the more you know, the more you have to deal with, the more tools you have. So research helps me that way. If I can sort of put out a list of things, it gives me a list of things to choose from in order to put the character together.
And I'm assuming you feel the same way, Jamie.
Yeah, I think, you know, as Joe said, everyone's individual, and I think, you know, depending on the project you're doing as well, you know, with something like this where you're portraying these guys who, you know, exist, and these characters are sort of a combination of different individuals who Francesco had read about. So there's a responsibility that you owe these guys, you know. This is not a romantic comedy. So for me, the research was massively important.
And you also had to learn to do a Montana accent.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why the guys are laughing.
Yeah. Is this the first time you played in America?
Yeah, it's the first time, yeah. So, it was pretty tough. I mean, you know, we didn't have voice coaches and all that. It was just a case of, just staying in that accent throughout the duration of the shoot and for a few weeks beforehand and just hoping that it sort of paid off and come together. So.
Well, you've come a long way since Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
Was that your major breakthrough?
No, not really. I mean, it's just another one of the things I've done, I guess.
And Joe, many people associate you with Brother from Another Planet.
And or Terminator 2.
Well, I'd like to think of you in the nicer way.
Yes, thank you.
Did you, Francesco, did you have, were studios open to financing a film like this?
I didn't even bother because we were ahead of the pack from all the other films that were released recently. And I was very fortunate that I met a great producer by the name of Jörg Neumann, who within a matter of weeks agreed to do the project. So it was the quickest thing I ever put together. I think we got the financing together in 6 weeks.
One of the other characters is Jerry's daughter, Selena, played by an 11-year-old girl, Grace Fulton. How do you find kids who are that incredible at 11 years old?
She was a miracle because we had originally cast someone else, and 10 days before shooting, this other girl fell through. So we did an emergency casting session. We looked at 40 girls in L.A., and it was just by God that we got her, and she is just amazing.
And she was only just 9 when we shot the film as well. Yeah.
They say that the worst thing for an actor is to be cast with a kid.
Yeah.
But she looks like a real pro.
No, she was, yeah. It was, you know, it really turned out to be a really special experience with her because she's such a smart kid, and she's a joy to be around. And, you know, when she wants to be a kid and she'll go off and play and do her thing, but then when it came to the work, she was extremely focused, and you know, it didn't feel like working with a child. You know, she was just another actor on set who was doing a great job.
Did you begin when you were a kid?
No.
What about you, Joe?
No, not till after I finished college. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You really discovered you wanted to be an actor when you were in college?
Actually, yes. My freshman year, I actually entered Hofstra University as a psych major. And was led to the theater at some point, literally led to the theater in orientation, day of orientation, and they did a skit, they left, I couldn't leave the theater, I walked out of the theater, I walked to the registrar's office and changed all my majors from psychology to drama. So.
Although there are links, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
Because becoming a character is, to some degree, also...
Rearranging your psyche, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And understanding how a person works psychologically. Francisco, Bruce Springsteen contributed an original song to the soundtrack. How did you
It's
get
not
that?
An original. It's from his Devils and Dust album, and the song that we use is Devils and Dust. Joe actually wrote an original song for the movie, too. But it was, again, one of those miraculous things, because Jamie and I would drive to work every day in the dark, you know, 5 in the morning, and one day I happened to be wearing this cap, which I hadn't looked at. I just picked up from my brothers, and I didn't know what was on the cap, and Jamie looked at it and says, "Do you like that song?" And I said, "What song?" And it had Devils and Dust on there. And so he said, I said, "No, I don't even know the song." And he popped it in. And
Bruce Springsteen is not listening.
And, you know, it was just fantastic. And I played that song over and over and over and over for the rest of the shoot.
And Joe, as Francesco just said, you also contributed a song, but that wasn't original. Do you write a lot of music?
I have recently. I've been playing for a long time and actually never thought I could write a song successfully. Until finally sort of my girlfriend had been pushing me to write one. And we had a dinner party at my hotel room at which I played some stuff. And the next day Francesco asked me if I could do something for the movie or did I have something for the movie. And I said, no, I didn't. But once he asked me the question, it sort of stuck in my brain, started making notes. And then 24 hours later, I actually did have a song and also had heard Devils and Dust in sort of one of the drives to work. So I kind of knew in what area we were talking and was able to sort of do it in about 30 hours, I suppose.
Yeah, it was terrific.
And you shot the film actually in Canada.
Yes.
Everybody shoots American films in Canada.
Not anymore. I think that's changing. But.
Well, now that the Canadian dollar is stronger than the U.S. dollar for the first time in about 100 years, perhaps we're going to start seeing New York become the stand-in for Toronto.
Yes, that would be good. Plus, I think they're bringing in tax credits like Canada. They're bringing them into the States, so that's good.
The film doesn't have a Hollywood ending either. That was important, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I wrote the script and had presented it to a few people, the ending that it is now, the Americans wanted the ending. The Europeans didn't. And now, it's hard to explain, but now it's the other way around. The Americans would prefer a much darker ending, and the Europeans prefer the ending that it has. So,
And why do you think that is? Do you think that this is because of changing attitudes toward the world?
I really don't know why. It's interesting, the reactions that we've had in different screenings around the world, and it also seems to really resonate quite well. The movie resonates quite well with older people, you know, 40 and above sometimes.
Do you see this, and I ask all of you this, do you see this as an anti-war film?
No. I mean, it could be, first of all, any war. And secondly, I think it's really more about damaged individuals and the lack of assistance of those individuals in our society. We don't really deal with depression. We don't really deal with post-traumatic syndrome disorder. We don't really deal with those things. We kind of have a tendency, whether it's someone who's come back from the war or not, to sort of shove it aside.
And Jerry's wife is not happy with the fact that he's come back so troubled.
Yeah, well, clearly.
And she's not going to be his psychologist.
No, because, you know, it's, you know, you got to understand the impact on the families of these men as well, you know, because the trauma and the turmoil that they're going through in their head is obviously going to affect the people around them. And, you know, I think Jerry's wife in the film has suffered too, you know, and she's got broken dreams, and she's living a life which she never dreamed of and imagined, you know. I mean, and he says later on, you know, he was childhood sweethearts, these two kids, you know, when they met, and now their life's just a complete mess because of what this man's seen in war. So and Vanessa Shaw plays that character, did a great job in getting that across, you know. And it's the kids are affected, obviously. I mean, all this stuff you'll see in the movie, but it's really the effect that it has on the families as well, you know, through what's happening to these men.
Mm. How did you wind up casting Jamie and Joe in the film? Not that they're not perfect, but a Brit, for example.
I had seen Jamie in Billy Elliot playing the older brother, and I just...
The guy who doesn't dance.
Yeah, he doesn't dance.
Thank God.
But there was one moment in near the end of the film that made me cry, basically. So I said, I got to work with him. I think I saw the film in 2001. And I had been writing different things, and finally when I did Badland, I said, he's got to be the one. And Joe, of course, I'd only seen two movies, Terminator and Brother from Another Planet.
The only two movies I've ever done.
Yeah.
Honestly, yes.
And Terminator actually made me cry, so again, I had to cast him. So.
Well, it's a very effective film, and
I
want to thank you all so much for being with us. I've been speaking with writer-director Francesco Lucenti, and two of the stars of his film, Badland, which opens this Friday at the MC Empire, Jamie Draven and Joe Morton, a very effective film. And as you said, not an anti-war film, but it does make you wonder whether war doesn't distort people's lives in a way that perhaps is unacceptable.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.